Thank you, Don. Good evening. I have to make a confession tonight. I sinned last night. Yesterday afternoon, Andy gave me a call, asked me if I could preach tonight, and my attitude wasn't the greatest. I don't feel very competent or confident in my abilities to as a preacher. Had a bad attitude about it. I felt it had kind of been dropped on me because he knew I'd made myself a promise that I'd never say no. I was kind of having my own little pity party there. I had to work last night. So I didn't have any books to study with, and I was having my own little pity party, and you know, I wasn't going to get much sleep last night. It's a Saturday night. Saturday nights are always busy. And I was talking to Liza. She called me last, as usual, she calls me at work, and she told me, God will help you do what needs to be done. And I don't even know if she remembers saying it, but it kind of stuck in my brain. God will help you do what needs to be done. He certainly will. That's what I'd like to talk about tonight. I'm going to start with the first book of Nephi, first chapter. An example of God helping doing what needs to be done. This is on page 7. It's a story we're all pretty familiar with. I'll start with the 59th verse. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, returned from speaking with the Lord to the tent of my father. And it came to pass that he spake unto me, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream, in the which the Lord hath commanded me that thou and thy brethren shall return to Jerusalem. For behold, Laban hath the record of the Jews, and also a genealogy of thy forefathers, and they are engraven upon plates of brass. Wherefore the Lord hath commanded me that thou and thy brother should go into the house of Laban, and seek the records, and bring them down hither into the wilderness. And now behold my brother's murmur, saying, It is a hard thing which I have required of them. But behold, I have not required it of them, but it is a commandment of the Lord. Therefore go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. Like I said, this is a story we're all pretty familiar with. Lehi and his family had just left Jerusalem with what belongings they could carry. And God told them to go back and get the law so that they would not fall away into unbelief, not in having the law to guide and direct them, but they would have the genealogy of their fathers. So these brothers go back. Laban goes back, and basically Laban throws him out on his ear, and they all run off out of the city, saying, what are we going to do? So they go, well, we'll go try and buy it. So they take all their gold and their precious things that they couldn't take with them into the wilderness, and they go back. And Laban throws them out in their ear again and keeps all their stuff. And it took the third time, over in the 105th verse, on page 10. That they went back to Laban's house. And after they had hid themselves, I, Nephi, crept into the city and went forth towards the house of Laban. And I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. Nevertheless, I went forth, and as I came near into the house of Laban, I beheld a man, and he had fallen to the earth before me, and he was drunken with wine. And when I came to him, I found that it was Laban. God had given him commandment. He helped him do it. Pure and simple. Later, So he walked down the Red Sea for a while, and they crossed over to the desert, and they get to the sea, over on page 52. In the 65th verse, and it came to pass that we did pitch our tents by the seashore, and notwithstanding we had suffered many afflictions and much difficulty, yea, even so much that we could not write them all, we were exceedingly rejoiced when we came to the seashore, and we called the place Bountiful because of its much fruit. And it came to pass that after I, Nephi, had been in the land of Bountiful for the space of many days, the voice of the Lord came to me, saying, Arise, and get thee into the mountain. And it came to pass that I arose, and went up in the mountain, and cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass that the Lord spake unto me, saying, Thou shalt construct a ship, after the manner which I shall show thee, that I may carry thy people across these waters. God's telling him, he's helping him. He's going to tell him, Nephi didn't know how to build a boat. But it was God's commandment. So he told him how to do it. Noah didn't know how to build a boat. God told him how to do it. He's told us what we should do to help us in our way. Continuing on there, it says, And I said, Lord, whither shall I go, that I may find ore to molten, that I may make tools to construct the ship after the manner which thou hast shown me? And it came to pass that the Lord told me whither I should go to find ore that I might make tools. The Lord was helping him. He helped him all the way to America. He pushed the barges and the ships, made the wind blow, landed them exactly where he wanted them to land. Yeah, sure, that's a major endeavor. I mean, that was God's purpose. He had to get those people here. It was to fulfill the parable of the vineyard, about scattering the seed of Israel to different places, and one of them was going to be on this choice land. And the scriptures are full of examples of God helping people. That's what the scriptures are. God helping people. And there's David, helped him against Goliath, helped him against Saul, helped him against all his enemies. Joseph took care of him while he was a slave, took care of his whole family. It preserved his family from the famine that came years later. All the things that Paul did in the Acts as his travels, the people he witnessed to, the miracles he performed, God helped him on his way every day. Alma, Amulek, Nephi, any of the Nephites, Moroni, they all did these such wonderful things. God was helping them. You know, it's the big things that God helps us with that get made, that get put in the books, that we study. It's the great miracles that he performed. But I'm quite confident that there was thousands of tiny ones every day to common people throughout the generations of time that he's helped people. They just didn't get written down in a book that we know what they are today. And it's not just in the biblical times or the ancient times. In the 1860s, when our people were coming back to independence, God helped them. He changed the hearts of the people that lived there. Or he knew that they had changed sufficiently that it was safe to go back. He made sure the river was safe to get across in the winter. He helped them back. Everybody here that's related to Yates has heard Evelina's story about how they come across in the covered wagon and they needed water, and he made it rain. He helped them in their journey. Anybody back in Missouri knows Lauren Bryant. He's a POW in Korea, and God helped him. He took care of him. He gave him sacrament while he was a prisoner. He wasn't even supposed to come home. The Koreans made a mistake. They weren't going to let him go. They were going to kill him. But they made a mistake and he came home. Any of the older people here have had God help them in their life? I know because I've heard your testimonies. God will help you do what needs to be done. It doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's personal problems, whether it's taking the gospel to the Lamanites. God will help make sure it gets done. The greater the hardship, the greater the help. The harder things are, the more He can help. And it's not always a physical help. Going back into Nephi, back on page 7. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save He shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing that He commandeth them. Whatever God commands to do, He'll help you do. So what are God's commandments? Sometimes it's go here and do this. Those were some of the things that He told Joseph Smith, some of his revelations. Go here and do this. He opened up the way. He helped him. We're also commanded to repent. Repenting, having sorrow for what we've done, changing our heart. That's a commandment of God. And if it's a commandment of God, He'll help you do it. David talks in one of his Psalms, says, create in me a clean heart. He was humble and repentant for the sin that he'd done. And he asked God to help him, and God helped him create a clean heart within him. And we each have that opportunity. It's a commandment of God. God will help us. In Moroni, in the 7th chapter, page 768. I'll start with the 50th verse. If a man be meek and lowly in heart and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore, he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long. That's a commandment of God. Do we suffer long? Are we patient? If we're not, God said He'd help us. And is kind. Are we kind? Again, that's a commandment of God. We're commanded to be kind. Or do we have a bad attitude like I did last night? He can help us. He will help us. Envieth not. Again, it's a commandment of God. Do we look down the street or over in Scottsdale? Is that where our treasure is? Do we really have a struggle with any of these? Is not puffed up? Are we prideful? Some of these are easier for us than others. Each of us are individuals and we each have different strengths and weaknesses. What may be a weakness to someone else may not be to another. But it doesn't matter which one it is. If we ask God, He'll help us. It's a commandment of God. And He won't give us any commandment that He's not going to help us do. He's not going to prepare the way for us to do it. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Each one of those is a commandment of God. And He won't give us any commandment without giving us a way to do it. So how does God help? It's easy when it's physical. When we're sick, He'll help us. He'll heal us. When we're in grave danger, when we're driving, or riding with Crystal when she's driving, God will take care of us. He'll help. He'll protect us. But He also gives direction. Some things are spiritual. They're not a physical danger. They're spiritual. Sometimes His direction is direct revelation. Is someone speaking to you under the Spirit? Is someone receiving a dream or a vision? Is God speaking directly to you? He'll help. If you have a question in your life, He'll help. There may be something in a song. I believe that these songs are given by inspiration and they're for a reason. And we shouldn't idly sing them. Just mouth the words, we're not really concentrating on what they're saying. They're prayers. And sometimes they can touch our hearts. They can make us remember blessings we've received. They can give us strength. They can uplift us. Each of them is a way that God helps us. We can read a scripture. I'm sure some of us have read the same scripture 10 times, and the 11th time, you see something different. Or you're reading it for the first time, and you're saying, wow, I didn't know that's what it said. It can lift you up and strengthen you. Sometimes listening to a sermon, you might catch one glimmer of something that you can apply in your life to help you the next time you're facing a trial. That's God helping you. You know what? Sometimes He'll humble you. Sometimes He'll knock you down to get your attention. Especially if you ask Him to. And sometimes we need it. But He's promised to help us. And He wouldn't do it if it wouldn't help. What does it require of us? Well, Nephi's case, it was pretty simple. He trusted God. He had faith. He said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But God said He'd help. Whatever He commanded to do, it was going to get done. You have to have that confidence. In Philippians, in the fourth chapter, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth. Christ strengthens us. It's not things we do on our own. But Nephi had to do what he could. We each have to make the effort that we can. We give it our all, and God will make up the difference. We have to initiate the effort. If God commands us to love each other, love our neighbors, ourselves, and we're having a really hard time loving somebody, If we make the effort, God's right there beside us. He can change our heart so we can love someone, no matter how hard they may be to love. If it's to be an example to the world, we're commanded to be an example or a light on a hill, an ensign to the nations. We have to be willing to stand up and say what we believe, say why we believe it, say what's right and what's wrong, knowing that God's right there beside us the whole way. Over in Alma, in the 16th chapter, and 220th verse, page 430. Cry unto him over the crops of your fields, that ye may prosper in them. Cry over the flocks of your fields, that they may increase. But this is not all. You must pour out your souls in your closets, in your secret places, and in your wilderness. Yea, and when you do not cry unto the Lord, let your hearts be full, drawn out in prayer unto him continually, for your welfare and also for the welfare of those around you. He's not going to command us to pray over him if he's not going to help us and bless us with him. Whether it be school or work or anything at all, he'll help. I know that there's no way they're going to eradicate prayer in school as long as they have tests. I prayed all the time when taking tests. And God will help. He requires you to do things. He requires you to study, but he'll help you remember. Why does he do it? Because he's concerned about us. But it's just one little test in school. Yeah, but that test may be able to help you get a better job, get a better grade, go to a better college. He's concerned about every aspect of your life. He's willing to help. Not only willing, but he promised he would help. He begs us to let him help. He wants to help. In 1 Peter, in the 5th chapter, and the 6th verse. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's why he wants to help. He cares. He knows you and he cares about you. I think sometimes he loves us more than we love ourselves. I think sometimes we sin and we do like I did last night. Have my own little pity party. Go pout somewhere. We wallow in our gloom and despair. I'm scum. I'm worthless. But God is there saying, look, you made a mistake. I still love you. What you did was wrong, but I love you. It's like a child that's running and he falls down. Any parent's not going to go up there and yell at the child, well, you're just never going to learn to walk. You're worthless. Just get out of my sight. No, a parent's going to pick him up. It's going to dry their tears. It's going to dust them off, say, be more careful next time. Watch out for that rock.
Don't stumble over it. It hurts.
God wants to help. He is our parent. In Hebrews, in the 13th chapter, and I'll begin in the middle of the 5th verse. And be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is our help. No matter what our problems are, no matter what our trials are, the Lord will help us. Thank you for your time.
Just the time.